There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And welcome in, everybody. Gone Racing, Mr. Brendan Gaughan in the studio. Mr. Jeff Motley not in the studio this week. What? Hey, Waldo, where, it's like me from a couple years ago. Where are you at this week?
Well, I'm actually but still in Nashville where I was last week, but I've been over to Bristol to watch a little dirt racing, visited my mother in Virginia, and now I'm back in Nashville, but looking forward to sitting beside of you next week.
Well, you did last week, as you mentioned, you were in Nashville first, then you went on to Bristol, so you had to work the Bristol race for everybody. And this week, Bristol, you mentioned it right there, dirt race, Bristol, okay, better weather than last year with the dry heat, you know, that happened and the rain that rained out a race that made two races the next day, went hot, got dry. This year, definitely a different racetrack. But, Jeff, I'm a race fan. I got to see the last 50, 60 laps of it. I thought the race was pretty darn exciting. I thought the fans got their money's worth. What are you hearing around the garage where you're at?
Well, you know, the guys that run well obviously love it, and guys like Kevin Harvick and Denny Hamlin, who didn't have a good day, really didn't care much for it. But I think you got to look at the whole package. The attendance was up dramatically. Look at what the TV ratings were for the Easter night race, and then you get an exciting finish like you did. Reddick and Briscoe going at it there. Kyle Busch coming through winning it. The funny thing is, Kyle, the guy who accused Alex Bowman of backing into one in Las Vegas, backed into one himself. So, I think the fans completely got their money's worth. I think it was a terrific event, and I think you can pretty much put it down on paper that there's going to be another dirt race at Bristol next year.
Look, I like there was a couple lines in the track. I mean, as far as, you know, if you're watching the VSiN Network, you get to see some great photos that they had from Bristol last week. The car itself looked really good on the dirt. It performed well. The guys that we thought would perform right, and honestly, I mean, if you look at the top 10 this year, much more of a top 5, top 10 that we expected from the first year that we didn't get. And Kyle Busch, be careful what you say, right? You know, calling Alex Bowman the hack or whatever it was, backed into a win. Well, Kyle Busch backed himself into a win. And if you bet him, 16-1, another double-digit winner, Motley, but 16-1 on Kyle Busch. Any week, Kyle's that. Nice job. Top three even, plus 450. And he was Group B winner, which hurt me, plus 265. So Kyle Busch cashed you some tickets there. And a big, big double-digit winner, which you don't see from Kyle Busch often. So that was kind of nice to see for him.
Well, and to his credit, he walked in the media center, and the first thing he said is, we backed into that one. So at least he kind of admitted it. Because he knew where that was going. He knew he kind of lucked out and gotten that. Now, Brendan, I want to ask you as a former driver. I had my responsibility after the race was I had pit road media bullpen for 2 through 5. And Reddick gets out of the car, and I'm standing right there, and Briscoe walks over, and he's standing like 8 feet from Tyler Reddick, waiting for Tyler to do his interview before he apologized to him. Would you have been as calm about it as Tyler Reddick was?
Honestly, in that situation, one, it comes how the other guy comes to address you, right? If the other guy comes over being all aggressive, you know, then I'm going to be aggressive back. But Tyler Reddick, he's a racer. Not only is he a racer, he also has some dirt background. He's a dirt racer. He knows, and I think he said the best thing I heard on television. I didn't hear the bullpen. He messed up. He gave Reddick the shot to be able to get to him. He's the one that made the mistake. He's the one that let, you know, or Chase Briscoe get to his bumper, and he never should have given him that shot. So I would have been that calm because I know, look, what are you going to do, cry about it? I mean, this is racing. That's what we want to see. I can't yell. If I move a guy like that in the end when it's my fault, do I have to be that mad about it? So I'm of that world. I was impressed. That was kind of old school. They both looked at each other and went, you know, they didn't even have to explain it that much. They went, eh. Tyler was like, dang it, let one got away. And Chase said, hey, sorry, man. I went for it. I tried not to get you in the end. I got you. My bad. They shake hands. They go on it. But now, remember, now Chase owes Tyler, and Tyler will remind him of that when he needs it to come back in his favor.
Right. No, I think you're exactly right. I thought those guys handled it well. I thought it was big of Chase to come over there immediately and apologize. And look, you know, I mean, Tyler, you're right. He had such a huge lead with five laps to go. Should have never gotten to that. But it was good to see both those guys run well, especially Tyler Reddick. He's going to get his, and it's not going to be that far away, I don't think.
No, it will be soon. Let's look, and hey, how about this in the end, though? When we look at the rest of the top 10, Tyler Reddick still came home with a top 10 finish. I mean,
he almost got there.
It was pretty. I mean, he even tried to squeeze Kyle up in the wall just to, you know, just to give it a shot. But Tyler Reddick was plus 400 to give you a top three. Joey Logano was a plus 240 to give you top three. So right there. And then here's the names that we had kind of talked about. Kyle Larson. Definitely not. We thought he'd be a little more of a factor, but Kyle, he was. He led 37 or 27 laps. He was up front most of the day. Won the first stage, finished sixth in the second one. So good points day for him. Alex Bowman, didn't expect that. C-Bell, there he is. Chase Elliott, we talked about him. You and I talked a lot about Ty Dillon on the show. There's a solid top 10 for him. Michael McDowell kind of came out of left field on me. Didn't expect McDowell to have that good of a run there. But, you know, nice day. Top fives, those were guys that we kind of expected, I think. You know, Jeff, we talked about last week, we really thought we'd see a lot of these guys in that position, and it played out the way we expected this year a little bit.
Yeah, I think it did, you know, and I know this is going to sound funny, but the guy that I kind of want to give a little pat on the back to is Joey Logano. A lot of us last year when he won that race, we all said it was because the track almost turned into an asphalt track because of running the truck race before it and the dryness we ended up getting when we had the rain out the day before. Joey kind of backed that up on a track that was a real dirt track. So I think that was pretty impressive on his part.
No, so did I. We kind of said last year, where did Joey come from? And we even on this show kind of said, listen, last year was one thing. Joey backed it up. So when we come back, Joey is definitely going to be in our conversation. Well, speaking of Joey and conversations, Motley, let's talk about what we got coming up the next couple races. Of course, this is the schedule this year, Jeff, is so cool. I mean, I really got to applaud the way we go from style to style, track to track, went from the short track, the dirt track. Now we go to the mighty Talladega, as you know, one of my favorites, the Geico 500. That's going to be our race that we're going to break down this weekend. Then we head out to Dover, Delaware, the concrete monster there, the 1 mile. Then you head to Darlington, South Carolina, which I believe this is the throwback weekend this year. They moved it to the May race as the throwback, so love that weekend. Then Kansas, the mile and a half out there. And then, of course, the all-star race, not a points race, but the all-star race now in Texas, not Charlotte. So a lot of good racing coming up here, but Talladega is the one we're focusing on this week. And Motley, your favorite word, go ahead, throw it out early. Get it out of the way.
It's a crapshoot.
Ah, there we go.
But you know what, Brendan? We've had a lot of crapshoots this year with the new car. So it's not just Talladega this year that's been a crapshoot. But you know what? We've got certain guys that we know we're going to run up front. We just know what's going to happen, even though it's Talladega.
Well, look, you and I have talked about this for years, right? I mean, how does a guy like Brad Keselowski have the number of top tens, you know, if it's a crapshoot? I mean, but what we've always said is that's why I went to race there, right? Because a lot of factors happen to a guy getting a win. And if you look at, you know, let's talk about Talladega just for a second. It is the largest track in our series, 2.66 miles. So it kind of is the great equalizer. Of course, senior, the most victories. Brad Keselowski, the active driver with the most victories at six. This will be a week, I think, that you and I will start talking about RFK again. How about Hendrick Motorsports, 13 wins? You know, he had Junior for some of those, but Chevrolet, absolutely. I mean, you figure Dale Sr., Dale Jr., you know, 41 wins there. Dale Sr., Dale Jr., definitely they lead the charge, so to speak, in that respect. But Geico, ton of fun at Talladega. If you ever had a chance to go, guys, go stay in the infield. Just your liver might hurt you after the weekend, but it's definitely look, Motley, you know I love the Neon Garage, but come on, infield at Talladega. If you're going to a race, infield at Talladega, that's the place to head to.
Well, and you get the drivers, you know, riding on the back of the flatbed going down through the middle of the infield during the weekend and all kinds of other cool stuff going on.
Yeah, I've been on that flatbed a couple times, time or three. It was a lot of fun. there's a lot of fun going on there. All right, let's talk about how some of the guys have been doing at Talladega. We got the super at Talladega guys and the aforementioned Brad Keselowski. I mean, it's a crapshoot, but here's a guy with 50% of the time of his 26 races in the top 10. That is not an accident. Six wins. Joey Logano, that's why I led into that with Joey. Three wins, 25 races, or 26 races, three wins, 11 top 10s. There's some guys here that are really good with minimal amount of starts. You know, Kyle Busch, not one of his favorite places. Got a win, only eight. He's on the super side, but you and I both know Kyle does not really appreciate this racetrack.
No, in fact, you can kind of tell, like, I think it was after he finished his press conference on Sunday night, Mike Ford from NASCAR, he said, we'll see you next week at Talladega. And Kyle goes, really? Talladega next week? Oh, goodness. And like, you just know how he goes into it. So, and that's the thing. He's got, what, 33 starts there? He's only got eight top tens and six top fives. Certainly, Kyle, if he wins, he's going to be like, okay, great, I backed into another one probably.
Yeah, but there are some names on there. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., another name we talked about last week at the dirt, had a great day going, got a pit road penalty at the end, had to go to the back, which hurt him as a top five day. But Stenhouse, you know, you love to talk about him and his aggression, you know, at the super speedways. Well, here he is. Bubba Wallace. Remember, he's our last winner at Talladega. Eight races, one top five, one top ten. It was that win from last year. So, I think Bubba's been circling this one. He's excited to come back.
Oh, I don't think there's any question. And Bubba has proven himself on the Daytona, Talladega, now Atlanta-type tracks that he's going to be a factor every week, no question.
Well, let's do the opposite side. Troubled at Dega, and there are some guys, a lot of starts. Look, 42 races, 22 top 10s. I actually accept that for Martin Truex Jr. That's not a terrible Kurt Busch, 22 top 10s and 42 starts. But, you know, no wins, that doesn't bother me. I like that top 10 number. But look at like a Martin Truex Jr., some of these guys you expect really to have better numbers there.
No question.
So, all right, guys. Well, we've given you some of our troubles, some of our super at Talladega. When we come back, me and Mr. Jeff Motley on Gone Racing, we will get into our odds to win this race and our top threes and all the fine stats that we can throw at you when we return on Gone Racing.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
knowing that I'm going to the racetrack to race this week. I've gotten old. I am officially gotten old.
Well, but I know you really love coming to Talladega and Daytona and those tracks, and we enjoyed watching you race there. I mean, look, you will live forever for basically leading with a lap to go and being upside down before you saw the checkered flag.
I landed on my wheels, though. Hey, listen.
You did.
I got to give the shameless plug here. We still got the Mighty Beard Oil 62 coming with my man Noah Gregson, and the line from Days of Thunder. We got a sponsor. And one that I'm really upset didn't sponsor me. Wendy's.
So now they're going to run the Xfinity series on Saturday, right?
Yes.
So Wendy should give him a bonus if he wins Saturday and in his interview he says, we're going to go for the double tomorrow.
Oh, I got to throw that out. I got to call Brandon and Noah on that one. We got a challenge here. Well, let's get to the important stuff that we're talking about, even though I've got a $5 biggie bag sitting in my head. We're going to start with, we're guaranteed a double-digit winner at this point right now on DraftKings. Ryan Blaney is your favorite at 10-1, and there's a reason for that. We'll get into it. Joey Logano, 12. Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, and Chase Briscoe, and Brad Keselowski, and Austin Cindric, all at 16-1. Kyle Larson, Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, 16. Sorry, the others were 14. William Byron, 18. Tyler Reddick, Eric Almirola, Alex Bowman, 20s. Ross Chastain, Kurt Busch, Seabell, Chris Buescher, 25s. And Michael McDowell on the front page today at 30-1. Motley, McDowell's there for, you know, he's there for a reason. He runs very well at these places. He's done extremely well. He always seems to be up front, especially at Talladega, more so than Daytona. They're similar, but there are some differences.
Well, and Talladega can be the great equalizer, too, because you don't have to have the best engine because everybody's engine can be somewhat the same. So I think that's one of the things where, you know, Talladega and Daytona are two of those tracks where really kind of gets put back in the driver's hands to some degree because the cars are so equal. And I think Michael McDowell is a very capable driver who probably doesn't always get the credit he deserves. And having a Daytona 500 win under his belt is certainly a reason that you're going to give him a good look.
And look, you and I have talked off air. We believe this race plays out a little different than the playoff race at Talladega. So this race is a little more Western. Guys give a little less respect. Guys try to take a little bit more than when it comes to the playoff race where the guys kind of settle down and try to play nice. This is a race that does end up different. Brad Keselowski was the winner of this race last year. William Byron was second. Michael McDowell was third. These names, Matt DiBenedetto, not there this year, but in that 21 car, we didn't talk about the guy in the 21 car yet. He wasn't on our odds. But, you know, the Penske group is always strong when we come here. Blaney is the favorite. Logano's right there. See Austin Cindric, our Daytona 500 winner at 14-1. We don't see that fourth car on this front page.
Well, we don't, and I think that's partly Harrison Burton really hasn't had a lot of experience on these tracks. DiBenedetto had actually gotten a little bit more experience, so I don't really look to see Harrison Burton as being like a major factor. But kind of going back to what you said a little bit earlier about how this race can be the Wild West compared to the other race at Talladega, I think part of that, too, is that there's a number of guys in this race who see this and that race in Daytona, which is the last cutoff race, as their best chance to make the playoffs. If you're Brad Keselowski right now, with that 100-point penalty that you received for that improper deck lid, rear end, whatever it was that they had, he's got to be thinking, I either have to win Talladega or Daytona, or I'm not making the playoffs.
Well, and look at how strong he was in some of the pre-races at Daytona this year. This is the shot for RFK to get themselves in position. And Brad, super good here. So absolutely puts him, this might be the time that puts him back in the conversation. And let's go to the second page and talk about some of those guys that we think this might be their way to make the playoffs. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 30-1. Martin Truex, Austin Dillon, both at 30s. Harrison Burton, that I was just talking about. Cole Custer, both at 50s. Justin Haley, Daniel Suarez, 60s. Eric Jones, 70. Ty Dillon, 90s. Noah Gregson, Todd Gilliland, David Reagan, Daniel Hemric, Corey LaJoie at 100s. Some guys even further, Greg Biffle's in there at 500. Look, I can look at that. Ty Dillon, Noah Gregson, Daniel Hemric, and David Reagan. David Reagan's won at this place, right? I mean, he's not full-time, but he's like me, coming in to make a purpose. There's a bunch of guys. These guys work together, Motley. Get the end of this race, you get one of them wrecks, take out a bunch. You could see easily, you and I could see a 100-1 shot win this race.
Well, we certainly could. And I tell you, one guy that I really think that is worth a flyer is sitting there at 70-1 right now, and that's Eric Jones. He's in that 43 car. We talked about how well Bubba Wallace ran for the last several years at Daytona and Talladega, and in particular Talladega, in that 43 car. He wasn't in the 2311 team car. He was in that 43 car, and Erik Jones has proven himself to be a good racer anywhere he goes. So I think Erik Jones at 70-1, that's a heck of a bet right there.
Well, listen, and let's talk a little Xfinity for a second. Who has been, the last 4 years, who has been the number one Xfinity team when it comes to running super speedway races? Colic
has been, right.
And they've absolutely dominated that because they got their guys to work together. You got Justin Haley at 60-1, Daniel Hemric at 100-1. You add in an Austin Dillon at 30-1. You add in, you know, an Erik Jones who is also in the RCR camp with the Rich Petty Motorsports at 70-1. Those guys end up working together like they do in the Xfinity Series. You could end up with a number of long shots winning this race. So if you're looking for that number, look, I'm so far behind in the Gone Racing League, it's worth it for me to pick, you know, do this. I got to find something to get me back off the Schneid.
Well, you know, and unlike when you were driving the Beard car, when you were in the Beard car, I mean, you had the other Chevy teams, but you didn't really have a quote-unquote teammate out there. Even though Noah is not driving the Colic car this week, he drives for Colic. He's running a number of races for them. I think Noah's got to feel like he's got teammates out there in Daniel Hemric and Justin Haley, and they've got three cars right there, I think, that will run together.
Well, and he is an RCR car. You know, I mean, it's a car that Richard helps Darren Shaw and the Beard Motorsports team put together. So you're talking about 100-1 shot in Noah, 100-1 shot in Daniel, a 60-1 shot in Justin Haley. Those three right there, combined with the Austin Dillon and the Tyler Reddick on the first page, you could really do something, do some damage here and catch one of these guys, and that would not be a shocker to me, Motley.
Right. They don't need the Hendrick teams to get themselves to the front.
That's right. That is right. Let's go to the top three real quick, and as we know, it kind of always mirrors our odds to win. So when we jump over the top three side, Ryan Blaney is still your favorite at 250. You got Joey Logano right there at 280. Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, Chase Briscoe, Brad Kay, and Austin Cindric all at the 400. Kyle Larson, Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick at 450s. Byron, 500. Tyler Reddick, 550. Alex Bowman right there with him. Kurt Busch, 600. Ross Chastain, C-Bell, Chris Buescher, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. all at 700s. And, you know, if we jump quickly to the second page, let's just roll right into the second page here. Austin Dillon, 700. Martin Truex Jr., 8. How about these double-digit numbers? We just talked about odds to win. Now they don't need to win. Cole Custer, Justin Haley, 10. Suarez, 12. Burton, 13. Jones, 20. Ty Dillon, Noah Gregson, Todd Gillen, all at 25. David Reagan, 25. Daniel Hemric, 25. Corey LaJoie. There's some numbers here. Man. All right, I don't want to take the shot on 100-1 because that's one position, but you get those Chevys lined up. There's a Chevy in Noah, a Chevy in Hemric, a Chevy in Haley, a Chevy in Dillon. Those guys right there. You talk about you want to go to the Ford camp. Well, right there, Harrison Burton, 13-1. Yeah, I'm telling you, there are some great numbers in this top three. I may have to go heavy top three because when we get down further in the show, Jeff, the head-to-heads, not as exciting. The group matchups, not as exciting. I can just bury myself in top three and hope that I can get one of these manufacturers to run it up there and do it.
Well, you can go out on a limb next week, or you can call me out next week if I'm wrong, but I'm telling you, we're going to have a double-digit top three this week. I'm convinced of it. I just see these guys here. A guy like Suarez or Erik Jones would not surprise me in the least if they snuck in there.
Nope, I agree with you. I think that is something that we will absolutely see this weekend. It'll be one of those guys in there. You know, since we're here right now, and we've kind of jumped through the top three really quick, let's go to the head-to-heads because there weren't many this weekend. The Westgate gave us a few. Normally we save this for the next segment, but you know what? We got some time. And we've tried to find some spicy ones here, not a whole lot. The only thing I see is an Alex Bowman, Chase Elliott, their Hendrick teammates, and a don't line with Chase Elliott can go up against all three of his teammates at minus 130 to plus 110. Kyle Busch versus Harvick. Look, I don't like Kyle Busch here. He hates this place. I know he does. You know he does. Anytime you can bet against him, Harvick minus 125. Kurt Busch, just not a lot of excitement here, Jeff. That's why I threw it into this segment.
I agree there's not excitement, but the one I do like is Kurt Busch against Kevin Harvick.
So
Kurt Busch at a plus 105. Because even though Kurt doesn't have a win, his numbers are much better than Harvick's.
And that's what we talked about. 22, 42 races, 24 top 10s. That looks really strong for Kurt Busch. It's a 105. It's a good line. I just, you know, once again, head-to-heads at Talladega and Daytona, not hugely exciting.
No, there's a reason we spend 30 seconds talking about them and move on to the next ones, right?
Well, that is why we did that. So we have jumped through the head-to-heads now. So we've gotten through the top three, the odds to win. When we come back, we're going to give you our group matchups, and we'll go. We even found a couple more of those cool prop bets that DraftKings is putting out there. So we'll give you those when we come back on Gone Racing. The Gone Racing podcast is free and available now at VSiN.com/podcast. While you're there, catch up on all the other VSiN great shows we have as well. Welcome back in, everybody. Brendan Gaughan, Jeff Motley, getting our little read out of the way. Got to tell everybody that, you know, the two 40-plus-year-olds, I'll be nice to you, 40-plus-year-olds, are...
Well, I qualify for 40-plus.
See, you qualify. Try to be nice. That we're podcasters now. So, yeah.
We're hip.
That's right. Hip, hip, hippity, right. hop.
Multimedia personalities.
we're like the old lady that sang it in Wedding Singer. That's what we're going to look like doing something like that now. We are breaking down the Geico 500 at Talladega, Mr. Motley. We breezed our way through the head-to-heads because it's very easy this week to breeze through the head-to-heads. And sadly, sadly for bettors, but... You know, once again, I still love racing here, but the bettors, it gets a little tight when we talk about the groups. But what is fun with the groups is wait till we get to group E and F. Wait till you hear some of the names that they have in group F this week. This is pretty fantastic. This does not normally happen. That's why it's Talladega and Daytona. Let's start off with our group A and Motley. We've got a Blaney Logano co-favorites at 250, and we've got a Denny Hamlin Bubba Wallace co-dogs at 295. Bubba Wallace in Group A. Case in point.
Well, as you can see, I'm bobbing my head back and forth if you're actually watching this on YouTube. Well, look, he's earned that, I think.
Absolutely.
But I think this is also an opportunity for the odds makers to try to entice bettors, really. I don't think most of us would be predicting Bubba's going to be top four every week at Daytona or Talladega. But I'll be honest with you, I like him for a top three this week. I think that he's got a chance in this group, but he's certainly surprises me a little bit that he's in Group A.
So it doesn't. He's the last winner here. So, I mean, and here's what you got to look at. Let's take these names they have here. Ryan Blaney, average finish of 17 in the last 10 races at Talladega. Joey Logano, average finish of 14.2. Denny Hamlin, average finish of 11.8. And Bubba Wallace, average finish of 19.5. You look at those, fairly even matched, puts Denny Hamlin as the favorite at that 11 number. And Denny, we were talking a lot about him before the Daytona 500. Denny is the one I like in this group just because he does normally have the best average finish. But it's Daytona Talladega. If I was to take one, I'd go Denny in Group A. That's just me personally. Let's jump into Group B.
One thing, though, I think you have to kind of look at sometimes when you're doing average finish at Talladega, I think we should throw out a race of which you're involved in a crash, because that can really skew the numbers. I mean, a guy that goes out there and he finishes top five in three consecutive Talladega races.
That's part of the racing.
Then he gets flipped. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that he wasn't running well in the other one. I'm just saying he got bad luck.
Listen,
if he ends up on his lid.
Hey, I've been there. My average running position is way different in the last five laps than all those two, but it's where you finish. So, I mean, sometimes you get better at getting through those. I think it's a good stat. I'm going to fight you on that one.
Well, your thing was you would dodge three wrecks and end up in the last one.
I told Noah.
You were always in the last wreck.
I told Noah. I said, I don't care what you do. Just make sure you're in the last one. Be there in the end. At least go to the last one.
Get that sponsor some TV time.
That's right. He made me look bad in the first race. He ran up front for most of the race instead of the back like me. Let's go into Group B. Austin Cindric, your Daytona 500 winner, Brad Keselowski, and Chase Briscoe, all your co-favorites at 270. Eric Almirola is your dog at a slightly less 275. Here's the one that is really, really difficult. Brad Keselowski, we've talked. this is a place that he is so good at. You know, two wins in the last 10 races. Austin Cindric coming off that amazingly strong run at Daytona, getting that win. Chase Briscoe. All of these are Fords. All of this group will be working together, in my opinion, near the end of that race. You've got, you know, the RFK Ford, the Penske Ford, and two Stuart Haases right there. I think this is a very, very difficult one to pick because if the Fords are there in the end, all four of these drivers will be right there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is a tough one for me to differentiate.
No, I don't disagree with you. Obviously, we mentioned earlier, Brad is desperate. So I think you're going to see a little bit of a throw everything against the wall run for Keselowski in this race. The great thing for Austin Cindric now is having won at Daytona. The other drivers out there are going to trust him more. You know, sometimes when you're a rookie or you're a younger driver, the veteran drivers don't trust you as much. But you put that Harley J. Earl trophy on your mantle by winning the Daytona 500. I think you've earned your medal at that point, and these guys are going to trust you.
I do agree with that. And the other thing is, he's a guy that can push his teammate to the win, right? He doesn't need the win quite as much as he needs as Eric Almirola or Brad Keselowski needs that. So if you're looking for the guy that in the Ford camp that's your best buddy, it's the guy that already has the win in the playoffs. So I do agree with that a little bit. Let's go into Group C. And once again, guys that we're not accustomed to seeing so far down in Group C, you have Chase Elliott at 260. Kevin Harvick there is the co-favorite, 260. Kyle Busch, 280. Kyle Larson, 285. I mean, I'm picking on poor Kyle Busch. But two top tens in the last 10 races at Talladega. He just does not like it here. He says it himself. I mean, when the man comes out and says it out of his own words, you got to look at that. But you want to hear an even worse stat, Jeff Motley?
Go ahead.
Kyle Larson, 8 races, 0 top 10s, average finish 27.
Sounds to me like I'm betting Chase Elliott.
I'm sitting there
I mean, Harvick has not been that good at these tracks either. I mean, he's got one win at Talladega. I think for Kyle Busch, we might see a different Kyle Busch this week had he not won last week and he was winless at this point in the season. But I think now that he's got a win, I definitely don't think Kyle's going to be the guy that's going to say, well, I'm going out there and just go crazy because – yeah, like you said, he hates being there. So to me, this group right now, Chase Elliott looks to me to be the clear-cut favorite.
The only one, Kevin Harvick, his last two races were both top tens, a fourth and an eighth place finish. Other than that, before that, though, he'd had a string of all 20s and 30s run, you know, not really pushing real hard there. So I agree that Chase Elliott to me is an odds-on favorite on that one, especially when I can take those bottom two and say they just don't like it here. And it's less for them. Let's jump into Group D here. We got Chris Buescher, 270, William Byron, 270, Alex Bowman, 270, and Kurt Busch, 275. You picked it earlier. That Kurt Busch number, he's got a lot. I mean, even right now, going to the sheet, 5 top 10s, last 10 races, average finish 16.1. That's a heck of a stat for Kurt Busch on this place.
Well, it is. And Kurt is look, we talk about it every time we talk about the Daytona, the Talladega, and the Atlanta race now that we've changed Atlanta, that Kurt is somewhat of an underrated super speedway racer. I mean, he's got a win in the Daytona 500. He had a great run at Atlanta this year already in one of these races. So Kurt's a guy that's going to be a factor there. But I'll tell you what, I don't know what it is, but I really, really am liking William Byron every week to be in contention. I think Byron right now, to me, is the odds-on favorite to win the championship, and I think William Byron is a guy who is going to go out there with a good chance to win. I think he has got the mentality of playoff points already in his head.
Well, and if you go to William Byron's last couple races there, fourth, second, and then in the playoff race, he was in the lead when he got wrecked. He finished 36th, but there's your stat that you're asking for. Where was he running at the end of the race? He was up front in the top three when he got into that big wreck. So I do like William Byron there also. I do believe that's a good choice. But at the same time, another one, tough one for me to pick. I would stick in that Hendrick camp, though, because the Hendrick camp seems to work really well together, and those are two Hendrick teammates when you have a Ford and a Toyota on the outliers. Let's go into our Group E matchup now. And like I said, we got some names that we're not used to seeing this far down. This is kind of amusing. Michael McDowell, Christopher Bell, and Tyler Reddick, 270. Cole Custer, 275. This one right here, intriguing. This is the one that I want to watch during the race. I just don't want to bet it during the race.
Well, I'm totally with you, Brennan. And, you know, I almost every week I can pick out one group where I can say, you know what, I can make a case why all four of these guys are going to win it, and I can make a case why all four of these guys are going to lose it. And this, to me, is the group where you can make that case.
Yeah, I mean, you look at these guys. We've talked about the history of Michael McDowell winning the Daytona 500. We've talked about, you know, how Tyler Reddick has been up front in these places. This is the race they wait for. They wait and play to the end. Christopher Bell in that Toyota there. The Toyota's been getting really good at waiting till the end. So this is the toughest one. And Cole Custer, you know, we don't talk a whole lot about Cole Custer, but how about he's only got four races there, but an average finish of 19, got a top 10 in this race last year, the spring race of last year. Cole Custer's not bad there either. So I don't dislike Cole in this group. This is the one I want to watch, but not the one I want to bet.
Yeah, if you put a gun to my head, the only thing I would look at it is I would say there's one guy there who's won on racetracks like that. He won the Daytona 500. If you said that's who I have, I've got to bet somebody, it's Michael McDowell, but I'm with you. Let's watch it, not bet it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to go back and forth through some stats here to give you any sort of differentiating on this group. I really can't. Their average finishes are all within two positions of each other. It's a tough one for me to try to split a hair on. But this is the one I want to watch because I guarantee you that's going to be the most action. The fun action is going to be watching those four guys right there. All right, we come back, Mr. Jeff Motley and I. We will get into Group F and then give you our picks from last week and give you our picks from this week. See you in a minute, guys.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Austin Dillon, Ross Chastain, Martin Truex Jr., 270, Daniel Suarez, 275. I don't know the last time I remember ever seeing Martin Truex Jr. in Group F. That makes me scream, Martin Truex Jr., Group F? Bet it. Bet it.
Except look at Martin Truex Jr.'s record at Talladega, and he's lucky to be in Group F.
Yeah. Last 10 races, average finish 24.2, no top 10s in the last. This is not – his best finish was 12th in the playoff race here.
I would imagine if you asked Martin Truex Jr. his favorite turn at Talladega, he'd probably be the one when I leave the tunnel.
Yeah, he's the left turn out of the tunnel heading to the highway.
Right, the left turn out of the racetrack,
yeah.
Exactly.
This one, once again, Ross Chastain, the aggression that is Ross Chastain, I think that this is a place. I don't know if you're going to – well, no, it's Ross. You'll see aggression from him everywhere. So Ross running hard. Austin Dillon knows this is one of his chances. Daniel Suarez got his teammate right there with Ross, so you know how I love it when the teammates are in the same group. So I like the Chastain and Daniel Suarez because the teammate thing, But Dylan right there, he does love these places, so he embraces racing here.
Brendan, you also, though, like to remind people that when you do have teammates, something bad happens. What usually is the result? Yes. The whole team goes.
No, listen, the Ford group and the Chevy group, when the one Ford wrecks, normally they're all going with them. So it is a dangerous strategy. It's worked, but listen, it also works. You look at the end of these races, it's been working, but it just, when the wreck does happen, what was it? Wasn't it the Daytona 500 where all the Hendrick cars got in the one wreck? It's just, they all were gone.
It's like tug of war, you know, that first dude falls down. The next thing you know, everybody's on top of him.
Everybody's down with it. So
they're all gone.
There's our group matchups. Now, we also have the one that we've been liking a lot lately, which is the top manufacturer prop. So the top Chevy, once again, most cars in the field is the Chevy's toughest one to do. So Chase Elliott is your favorite, 450. Kyle Larson is 600 or 500. Byron 6. Bowman, Tyler Reddick 7. Ross Chastain 9. Dylan Stenhouse at 11. Suarez and Haley at 14. Eric Jones 16. Ty Dillon 20. Noah Gregson 25. Daniel Hemric 25. I couldn't. I there's no way I could. I would, if this prop to me doesn't even exist. It's the most difficult prop of our entire show to talk about.
Well, and I'll be honest with you. You're telling me Eric Jones doesn't have as good a chance as Tyler Reddick? I mean, I think some of these long shots, I mean, if you're going to bet this, bet the long shots. Because like I said, somebody's going to finish in the top three that we didn't expect.
If you're going to bet it, take the bottom four out of it and bet those, because they have just as good of a shot as Chase Elliott or Bowman or Byron or any of the rest of the guys. So it's just, this is so tough because those Chevrolets are so good. Top Ford prop, not as many cars out there, so it's a little bit better odds. You got Ryan Blaney's your favorite at 4, Joey Logano 550, Chase Briscoe, Brad Kay, Austin Cindric at 600, Kevin Harvick at 800. Then you go to the double digits, Eric Almirola 10, Chris Buescher 11, Mike McDowell 12, Harrison Burton, Cole Custer 14, Todd Gilligan 20. Once again, I think this one's a little easier. I could go to the Harrison Burton, Michael McDowell route and say that they have as good of a shot as a Chase Briscoe, Joey Logano. So I do like this one. Less drivers to be involved with. But Ryan Blaney's so good at being there in the end also, and he knows how to lead. So I like the Ryan Blaney pick there also.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, Blaney, he's been very good at Talladega, but it's kind of like you said with the Chevrolets. I mean, this one, there's so many different guys that could be up there. I mean, you're looking at Austin Cindric, who's plus 600, and he won the Daytona 500. So clearly this could be anybody.
Yep. So the other thing we have is the top Toyota. Now, this one, least amount of odds because there's only six guys in the field in a Toyota. Denny Hamlin, Bubba Wallace are your favorites at 300. Kyle Busch, 350. Kurt Busch, 400. Seabell and Martin Truex at Seabell, 400 and Martin Truex, 600. Now, this one to me, Jeff, a little bit easier. We already said we don't like Kyle Busch. We don't like Martin Truex Jr., so we can kind of push those out. We've already talked a lot about how we like Kurt Busch and Denny Hamlin. So to me, but Bubba Wallace is there. I can at least zero in on three of the six for you.
You know, I'm exactly with you right there. I mean, to me, it's those top two guys there and Kurt Busch. You know, Bell could potentially, Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., Truex's poor track record there and Kyle's poor attitude there really eliminates them to me.
All right, well, there's all the bets we got for you this week. I'm going to very quickly recap last week again because
Do we have to?
Yeah, no. I mean, I got some bad beats going too, man. Stenhouse got the penalty. You know, I mean, man, I'm sucking this year. If you want to know what to bet, listen to mine and bet against me. Goodness gracious. The only winner, the pit crew, had Kyle Busch to win Group B. And, of course, he was the winner of the race. All of us still negative last week. Very, very bad standings for us. Let's get off of that as quickly as possible because that is just hurting me just to look at that screen. So that means it leads us off to our picks this week, Mr. Motley. And, of course, we always go worst to first. And the guy that's been bringing up the rear still is me. So I'm taking an approach this week like we've talked. I don't like the head-to-heads. The group matchups are very difficult for us to weed our way through, in my opinion. So I'm going to go very, very heavy in the top threes. And, you know, look, I can get lucky and maybe catch a couple of these together. I'm going to go in the Ford camp, and I'm going to take Joey Logano and Brad Keselowski for top threes. You know, right there, that could return me a decent number if I can get those two guys to stay, you know, that Ford pack, right, to be in there. Then I'm going to go to the back page of it, and I'm going to do Austin Dillon at 700 and Daniel Hemric at 25. along with a Justin Haley at 10-1, because that group to me is going to be running together. And if they can make this thing work at the end, then once again, I might have a chance to get even two of these guys in the top three. So if I can get the Chevy group or the Ford group, hopefully my two guys are in there in the top three. It'll all bring me some decent money back. So I'm sticking all top three and played manufacturers, leaving the Toyotas out of it, hoping that I can get a Ford or Chevrolet top group running in there. All righty, Mr. Motley, I got hot off the press here. The Pit Crew's picks this week. They are going Kyle Larson to the top three after we just talked about Kyle Larson's stats there. Isaiah and the crew say, screw you, we know better. Brad Keselowski, 14-1 to win the race. And Tyler Reddick, 20-1 to win the race. They're going for two winners. Then they're hitting Group B with Brad K at 270 and Chase Elliott in Group C at 260. You and I think, both kind of like that Chase Elliott pick, though. That was one of our few differentiators we had in the groups. So we've got the pick crew. We got me now, leader in the clubhouse. Please, Mr. Motley, gloat and make your picks, please.
Well, not a lot of gloating, because I went 0-5 last week myself. So I've got to try to dig myself out. I really want to get above that even zero line. I'm going to take a race winner this week, though, because I just like getting a double-digit odds on Ryan Blaney. I know how good he is at Talladega. So I'm going to go Blaney at 10-1 to win. I'm going to go with Bubba at plus 400 for a top three. And then I'm going to kind of deviate from you. I do like some guys in the groups, even though the group numbers are pretty even. I'm going to agree with the pit crew. I'm going to go with Chase Elliott in Group C. I think I mentioned earlier how much I really, really like William Byron in Group D. So I'm going to go William Byron. And then I'm going to go Austin Dillon in Group F. I think this track sets up well for him, and I just like him better than anybody else in that group.
All right. Well, hopefully, all of us can have a good week, so we actually look like we know what we're talking about here, because right now it's been struggle bus picking right now on Gone Racing. But I can tell you, we talked about it at the start of the season, Motley, this new car has opened up so many new things. Look at our winners that we've had. You know, look at the sheer number of people that are running top 10 that we weren't expecting. It's been a very difficult year to handicap, and this year is absolutely showing it with this new car and this whole new the new era of NASCAR right now.
It has, and I think that's proven by the fact that we've got only one double-digit winner this year, and that's one multiple winner, and that's William Byron. And then you look at guys like Joey Logano and Chase Elliott, Kurt Busch, Martin Truex Jr., guys who have not found their way to victory lane, and some of them haven't even gotten that close to victory lane yet.
Yeah, no, it's definitely been a tough season for us here, and we gotta step up our game. So hopefully we can do it this week at Talladega. Well, we got a minute left, Motley. I know you're heading to Nashville. You're hanging out partying this week now in Nashville. I believe you don't have to work. Me, I'm going to be there with the Wendy's $5 biggie bag with my boys at Beard Motorsports, and I'll eat one.
You're going to show up at the race this time, where you blew off Daytona. So you're actually going to go down there and actually coach. What?
I did not blow it off. I just had stuff.
You were supposed to be there, and then the next thing I know, you weren't there.
I was supposed to, but listen, we got Wendy's now. I'll have a bag for you. I'll grab one. I'll make sure I do one in honor of Motley, because, you know, if it's there, it's only $5. I can get two bags, and I'm still ahead of the game.
Brendan, if Noah's running well, I want to see you on the pit box eating a Frosty on national television. That's all I want.
I like it. Bet accepted, and I will be there on it. Well, thank you guys this week for joining us. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. We'll see how we do next week when we recap this show and break down Dover next week. We'll see you guys, everybody. Thanks for joining us on Gone Racing.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.